Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Dan Daly, and welcome to this edition of Soldier Today Podcast. Soldier Today Podcast is a product of the Noncommissioned Officer and Soldier Programs Directorate at the Association of the United States Army. Soldier Today subjects focus on those topics that are relevant and needed by our soldiers and their families serving the regular Army, Army National Guard, and the Army Reserve. Our newest discussion today is with the United States Army Recruiting Command, USAREC for short. USAREC's mission is to recruit America's best and brightest volunteers that are able to deploy, fight, and win. The U.S. Army Recruiting Command is responsible for manning both the active Army and the U.S. Army Reserve, ensuring security and readiness for our nation. Recruiting operations are conducted throughout the United States, Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, American Samoa, and at U.S. facilities in Germany and Asia. The COVID-19 pandemic has caused the Army to seek innovative ways to continue to connect with the individuals qualified for military service while following CDC guidelines regarding social distancing. One of those innovative ways is an initiative called the Army National Hiring Days. The Army National Hiring Days is an Army-wide virtual campaign showcasing the U.S. Army's 150 full-time and part-time career positions, training benefits, and education to inspire individuals to consider military service. So this is a great subject to discuss, and the best person to have a discussion with here in our virtual studio today is the Command Sergeant Major of the United States Army Recruiting Command, Command Sergeant Major Tabitha Gavia. Sergeant Major Gavia, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you for joining us here today.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, we're excited to have, and we're excited to have our listeners hear what you have to say about USAREC and the great mission that you do every day, and also this new topic, the Army National Hiring Days. But before we jump into that, I thought we'd begin by giving our listeners a little background about you. Can you share with our audience your Army story, what inspired you to join and stay in the Army for 30 plus years?
Absolutely. And I have been in a long time, 32 years. But my story is like many other young Americans. So I was college bound and I was all set to start and go on to a college career. But I found that something was missing. And I came from a military family. And quite truly, I wanted to be part of something bigger than myself. And I actually was interested in the military as a whole, not necessarily the Army. And I actually took the ASVAB for another service. But what I discovered is that service could not give me what I wanted. So I talked around with other recruiters. And the Army recruiter was the recruiter that asked me, young lady, what exactly are you interested in? And then he started talking to me about what I did in high school and subjects I liked, sports I liked, all that. And he helped me find my first job in the Army. So my joy in high school was math and physics, anything related to science. And he found me a job that was definitely in the middle of that. So I got the job I wanted, and I was off on a charge in to serve. And then I found something else that I didn't know about. So my recruiter didn't tell me about this. My recruiter did not tell me about the joy of leadership. And in my first duty station, I was put in charge of a very small mission, and we crushed it, and I loved it, and I loved being in charge. So the Army is this huge family where you constantly develop, educated, and train, and your leaders are always driving to make you better than you were 6 months before, a year before. And frankly, it's been a joy. It's been an absolute joy. And I couldn't think of doing something else in the time that I've been in the Army. And so in a nutshell, that's why I joined and why I stayed. And I've been a Pershing electronic repairer. That was my first job, to a radiology specialist, you know, get the science team. And then, of course, I've been a Sergeant Major for quite some time now.
Well, Sergeant Major, thanks for sharing that story. It's a phenomenal story. And to satisfy my curiosity, and I'm sure many of our listeners, you got to clue us in on the service that you took the ASVAB with and that you went to first. Which one was that?
Okay. So it was the Navy, and because my father's family's from Norfolk, Virginia, and I love water, and I wanted to, you know, I've been surrounded by them. And at that time, you know, listeners, keep in mind, I've been in the Army for over 30 years. Women were not allowed on ships. And when my recruiter told me that, I'm like, so why would I join the Navy if I can't be on a ship? So that's what happened.
Sergeant Major, thanks for sharing that story with us. And also thanks for sharing us the story of the Navy, which is a great service. It's an absolute good service, but we are blessed that you joined the Army. So let's move on, Sergeant Major. Many of our listeners are very familiar with what USAREC does for our Army. But for those out there that are not as familiar and don't know anything about USAREC, United States Army Recruiting Command. Can you share a little bit about what you do? And can you tell our listeners what exactly is what USAREC's mission is and how do you accomplish it?
So, absolutely. So at USAREC, United States Army Recruiting Command, we are responsible for recruiting regular Army and Army Reserve soldiers. And then we're also responsible for recruiting warrant officers, doctors, nurses, and special forces individuals. So we want to have pretty much over 100,000 people say yes to us in some form or fashion every year. It's a huge scope. So we have over 1,400 recruiting stations, and we're located literally at almost every installation and every state in the United States. We're also in Germany, Italy, and Japan, and South Korea, and Hawaii, and of course, we're also located in the islands. So it's this huge mission of our folks getting out there, and our folks, what I mean by that, is Army recruiters. So we have a force of roughly 10,000 recruiters that, again, are located all over the world, all over the United States, that are responsible for recruiting some element for the Army. So for our regular Army and Army Reserve missions, you will find those recruiters in small towns, big towns, recruiting. And essentially, you know, kind of in a nutshell, in order for us to achieve the mission that the Army gives us every year, we have to talk to roughly 22 million people. So we talk to 22 million people in order to get roughly over 100,000 people to change something in their lives to be with us, whether it's joining the Army for the first time or changing something within the Army, so going from being a non-commissioned officer to warrant officer, or even going from being a non-commissioned officer and going to nursing school. So we recruit every element for the Army.
Sorry, that's incredible. And as you mentioned, each year, the United States Army's recruiting command is responsible to recruit tens of thousands of people and 22 million people to talk to just to get to that. That's an incredible number of people. And it's an incredible undertaking. Can you give us, our listeners, an update? I know we're going to talk about the effects of the pandemic, but just in general, you know, how is recruiting going this year compared to other years?
So we're a bit behind on where we've been in last year. So before the beginning of March, we were about 2,200 contracts above where we were the year before we went to digital prospecting, so to speak. So middle of March, we came out of our recruiting stations. We stopped utilizing our recruiting stations and started prospecting from home using telephones, using mostly social media, texting, email, and so that was a dramatic change for us. So today we've shipped about 34,000 regular Army that we've shipped off the basic training. And of course the Army is focused on in strength and we're doing really well with retention, but we think we're going to fall somewhere between 63 and 67,000 for our regular Army mission. So for our reserve mission and our other missions, we really don't have enough data at this point to kind of see where we're at. We're not where we were last year, but we kind of don't know where we're going to fall yet. And we probably won't have a clear view on the entire picture until after Army National Hiring Days.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks for the update, Sergeant Major. And I'll tell you, that's actually very impressive considering what we've all gone through in this nation. You know, we mentioned earlier about one of USAREC's upcoming events, the Army National Hiring Days. Can you share with us what exactly the Army National Hiring Days is and how did this all come about?
I'll start with how it came about. So I pointed out that we're not quite where we need for our recruiting mission. So, not utilizing the station has put us a little behind on where we need to be. So we needed something to kind of jumpstart our summer. And summer is our most productive month in terms of recruiting. We usually do our best during July, August, and September. So we wanted to launch something to kick off the summer, and it's a virtual hiring campaign, and it's from 30th of June to the 2nd of July, and we have a goal to hire 10,000 new soldiers. And when I say that, that goal is not just for our 10,000 recruiters or so out there to find those folks and hire them. It's for the entire community that works in the Army, supports the Army, has been associated with the Army in some kind of way. So our goal is to get the entire Army, our recruiting teams, and our community partners, and of course we consider you and your listeners our community partners, to help us with hiring those 10,000 new soldiers to join our team.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sergeant Major, we're all behind you, and the Association of United States Army is definitely behind you, and we'll take the challenge of part of that 10,000 quota for the National Hiring Days. And staying on that topic, Sergeant Major, of course, we all know the current pandemic has forced us all to look for creative ways to get our jobs done. Many of us have had to resort to virtual working platforms like you and I are doing right now in order to keep our day-to-day operations going. And I understand the need to do virtual events, especially now in the light of COVID-19, but why are you having Army National Hire Days? What's the significance of this event over other events that you do?
This is a virtual hiring campaign, and all efforts are going to our website, goarmy.com. So we really needed, we think, some drive to kick off the summer months again. And then, you know, SMA, we are in the virtual space. And so we've been heading towards the virtual space for quite some time. And we need to fully immerse ourselves in the virtual space. Most of the young people that are eligible to serve in our country want to do something bigger than themselves. And almost all of them are in the virtual space in some kind of capacity, whether it's Instagram, Facebook, or there's a variety of other platforms out there, esports. And so this, we believe, is one way, of course, to help our nation and our Army and then jumpstart our summer. And we think we can do this. We really do. And it brings, when you think about this, it literally brings the entire Army together. So whether you are the 82nd Division Commander and CSM, or you are the 13th ESC Commander and Sergeant Major, you are going to be helping us participate in this. And then, of course, with our community partners. It's essentially this dynamic way to bring the entire Army together and also the folks that support the Army into hiring America's young men and women to serve their country.
Absolutely, Sergeant Major. And again, we're behind you. And I know our listeners out there will want to know how to get involved. And can you tell us, is there a place you can go to get information about National Hiring Days?
Yeah. So goarmy.com for our partnership program. And so if your listeners are not signed up to be partnered with our local recruiting stations and local recruiting elements, it's goarmy.com/CP. If folks aren't used to leveraging social media, this is a way for them to absolutely get into the digital space. And so you can also visit us at our Youth Direct page on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And we're going to have daily content for the National Hiring Days. We started on Sunday through July 2nd. So just get highlights on what career options are available out there, what benefits are, and where some soldiers are sharing their own personal experiences. And then, you know, community partners and also other folks that support the Army, reach out to our recruiters. Recruiters are part of your community. They shop in the same grocery stores. They get their oil changed at the same auto places. They're part of the community, so reach out to them and even host them on your own social media sites or your own podcast or radio stations. So that's huge for our recruiters, for the community leaders, and folks that are influential in the community to reach out to them. And we ask that they post it, or you post it, on your own professional and personal pages. So whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, it's hashtag Army Hiring Days, and please tag Go Army and tag Youth Direct. So this is all funneled into our goarmy.com. I think with us coming all together, talking to the communities, talking to our young men and women, talking to our influencers, that we, without a doubt, can reach our goal of 10,000 new hires.
Well, that's a great way to get involved. As you heard it here, GoArmy.com and USREC's Facebook page and many other avenues to find out information about the Army's National Hiring Days. I personally am going to be tweeting it out every day for the period on my Twitter at hashtag 15th SMA. And tomorrow, if you read Soldier Today, you'll see an ad for the Army National Hiring Days that will continue to run through this campaign. Sergeant Major, one of the most attractive aspects of the Army, and you mentioned it during your personal story, the Army is not consistent with the other services, because the fact is that they have over 150 different military occupational specialties, something for everybody. And I often tell people that the Army has everything from infantry to astronauts. And as part of the National Hiring Days, will the Army be highlighting any specific careers and have special incentives for this campaign?
Yeah, so we do have over 150 different careers. You may see some traffic on a few of those that are of a priority more than others. And what it means is that we're not where we need to have hired or recruited them for the year. So infantry is always right at the top. So infantry soldiers, we have more infantry soldiers than any other soldiers in the Army. We're also looking at EOD, armor, and linguists. And there's about six or seven others that are up there at the top. So essentially, you look at what interests you, but what we may offer to get you to, if you're not interested to start off, so to speak, we may offer you bonuses up to $40,000 to choose a particular job. And then if you're eligible, we'll offer you up to $2,000 bonus if you are hired during Army National Hiring Days.
Well, that's an incredible bonus program you got going there. My personal recommendation, Sergeant Major, is infantry. It served me very well.
Thank you for that. That's me.
Thank you. So, you know, we've had several guests on our show, to include the Sergeant Major of the Army and Sergeant Major of National Guard and Reserve, that talked about the impacts of COVID-19 and how it's affected the Army's mission over the last few months. And can you share with us how COVID-19 changed the landscape of Army recruiting? And what does recruiting look like for the future now? What are we going to do?
That's a very good question. COVID-19 has essentially forced us to move faster into the digital arena. So our goal before COVID-19 has been to migrate to autonomous recruiting. And what I mean by that is that we have a recruiter, Staff Sergeant Daly, that is in North Dakota that can recruit from anywhere, recruit from his phone, can literally write contracts and process everything that he needs without having to spend half his time in recruiting stations. Now, recruiting stations are important because recruiting stations are essentially our storefront. They're the face that most of our fellow Americans see in the community. So we still need recruiting stations, but we need to make our recruiters more independent. And we believe by doing that, we'll be more successful. So the forcing function, when we came out of our recruiting, we stopped utilizing our recruiting stations around 18 March, and we pulled everyone out and we sent them to their house with their laptop, and you are going to recruit via social media or other digital means. And not everybody could do that, even though this is something that we've been working on for the last 2 years, you know, with virtual recruiting stations in every battalion, with outlining how you view social media prospects at our school, and then also giving specific training and tools to our recruiters to do social media prospecting. And still many non-traditional officers are uncomfortable with that. So this COVID has been a forcing function to have our folks recruit via social media. Now, we still need to do it with telephone prospecting. We still need face-to-face. It could be, you know, the difference between downtown and the suburbs for the same city, where the type of prospecting that we need to interest folks into coming in for an interview or sitting down with us for an interview. So the future of Army recruiting is autonomous recruiting. And COVID-19 has really pushed us forward almost exponentially in attempting to accomplish that.
Yeah, that's good. And Sergeant Major, you mentioned the recruiters out there several times, and USAREC has an incredible team of active and reserve recruiters throughout the command that work hard every day to maintain the end strength of our Army. And USAREC also works with community partners, as you mentioned earlier, and other groups to help accomplish their mission. Sergeant Major Gavia, there's another group out there, the retirees. What can I do as a retiree to help the Army succeed for this event and all other retirees out there to help you accomplish your overall mission?
So I would ask that the first thing that every retiree does for us is go to our GoArmy.com website. So GoArmy.com/CP for community partners. So best way for us to link you with a local recruiters or recruiting a command team in your area is through our partnership outreach program. And by signing up for that, we're able to link you with that and then also provide you information about what is going on in our recruiting world. So that's the first step. The second step is get on social media and share your story. Share your favorite Army memory. Share what is the best thing that happened for you in the Army. I'll use General Muth as an example. He has an incredible story about his two children and the GI Bill and what it was able to do for his family by signing the GI Bill over to his children. So that's what we're asking for. We're asking for those positive stories. And then also for everyone to understand, whether you're currently serving or you're retired or you're an Army veteran, we're all in this fight together. And we need everyone to find their inner warrior during Army National Hiring Days. And the goal, of course, is to see it, to bring more people onto the greatest team in the Army. So if our retirees and other folks that support the Army could do this for us, we will be successful.
Well, I agree, Sergeant Major. We're soldiers for life, and we tell our stories the best way to relate to America's youth and inspiring them to serve their country like we have. And there's no one better to tell that story than a retiree. So, Sergeant Major Gavi, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. And unfortunately, our time is coming to an end, but I'd like to give you an opportunity to say a few last words. Do you have any final thoughts you'd like to provide our listeners?
Absolutely, SNA. I will tell you, it takes a village to get the Army soldiers that we need to be successful. Whether that's our influencers, our retirees, our recruiters cannot do it alone. We need our community partners. We need our community to help us recruit young men and women to serve their country. And I would say oftentimes the young people that aren't interested is because they just don't know our story. So it's vitally important that we get our story out there and then share all the great things that have happened for you, your family, and your community because of the Army.
Well, Sergeant Major, thank you so much. And I know our listeners appreciate it as I did. Unfortunately, our time has come to an end. To close this edition of Soldier Today podcast, all of us here at the Association of United States Army want to thank Command Sergeant Major Gavia for joining us today, for sharing her story, and giving us the great update on U.S. Army Recruiting Command and the National Hiring Days. As an Army alum, I can say for all of us across the country, thank you and the entire USREC team for what you've done and all that you continue to do for our great Army.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hooah.